The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Gamer Tag Radio. This is your host, Danny, and thank you for listening. We have an exclusive for this episode of GTR. But first, head over to GamerTagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback. If you love the content that we have, make sure to go to subscribe to your favorite podcast platform, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, XIQ, Radio Public, and other podcast directories. Make sure to not only subscribe, but also post your feedback, review, share with your friends, and help us get more listeners. We need your support.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, so for this episode, we have an exclusive for y'all. We have the managing director of Redstorm Entertainment, Steve Reed. We sat down with him. This is a very long conversation. We were talking about the history about Redstorm. A lot of people don't know about Redstorm. And look, in a few days, we're going to have the release of the Division 2. And Redstorm worked on the PvP and also Dark Zone, right? So a lot of people probably know about them. Not recently because of that game, but they have a really cool history. And we sat down with him and we talked about all that stuff. So, and for those that don't know, Steve Reed also served the Visual Arts Advisory Board of the Games Developer Conference. And the Next Generation magazine listed Reed as number 14 from their Hot 100 game developers for 2007. So Reed has a long, long history since working in the gaming industry. And we talked about all that stuff here only on Gamer Tag Radio. But before we play the interview, we need your support, everyone. If you're listening to this podcast, you love the content that we've been releasing more than twice a week, we need your support. We're going to E3 in a couple months. But right now, it's a little bit difficult for us because booking flights, getting a hotel, buying the right microphone and audio equipment, we need your support. Just go right now, if you love this content, just go right now to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. And just donate, even if it's only a dollar, it will help us out. This is something that we need soon because E3 is coming up in a couple of months. And we've been going to E3 since 2005. It's going to be 14 years now, GTR attending E3 as a podcast media outlet. But we can't go without the funds. So if you, the listener, could help us out, donate, it will mean so much to us, man. So go right now to donate.gamertagradio.com and just donate and support Gamer Tag Radio. All right, so we're going to play the exclusive here, only on Gamer Tag Radio, our interview with Steve Reed at Redstorm Entertainment. Enjoy.
You're listening to Gamer Tag Radio.
This is a Gamertag Radio exclusive.
My name is Steve Reed. I'm the managing director for Redstorm Entertainment, a division of Ubisoft.
How did you get started in the gaming industry, and what led you to being one of the co-founders of Redstorm?
Well, the history of Redstorm goes back to the creation of a game called SSN that was done with Virtus, a company that a group of us were working at. And it just happens that Tom Clancy was on the board for that company. So we had a chance to do really the first full-scale Clancy game. And that became the test bed to whether or not we thought we could do this not only as a team, but as a company. So with the support of Virtus and the support of Tom Clancy, we broke away, formed a new company, and that's kind of how the origin of Red Storm started. And my point at that time as a co-founder was also to be the vice president, creative design, and art direction.
Now, with Tom Clancy actually being one of the founders of Red Storm, how has his legacy impacted the studio over the years?
Working with Tom Clancy at the beginning, I think everyone can imagine it was very collaborative, that it was more of a young company, a small group of people starting out. And this is where you would get the seeds of what does it make to be a Clancy-style game. We really had to work with Tom to be able to understand how his writing style could translate into a more playable fiction. So he continued to work on the books, and we began to work on the more game side of things. And over time, the understandings of what it meant to be a Clancy-style game started to really permeate through Red Storm. And then later when we were acquired by Ubisoft, then we're able to share that knowledge so that other teams could kind of tap into the same kind of feeling. It's really a genre that kind of pulls together the heroic qualities of a single person can be a hero, whether he's a trained military professional or just a normal citizen. And through the act of playing the game, you gain the skills to become the hero that pretty much you can save the day. And that heroic journey is kind of the DNA that is part of Clancy, along with the believability and realism that come with it that make it feel that those threats could happen.
Now, I have to ask, because obviously you've been here since day one and you've seen it all. So what are some of your more memorable moments with Red Storm? And then at the same time, what were some of the more challenging moments that you've seen over the years?
Well, I think that when we look back as a group, first and foremost, we can say that we share a lot of this time and space with the same people. We have a wonderful group here who, on average, I think our count right now, if you tally up the person who walked in the door yesterday and the people who have been here for 22 years, our average is about 10 years of service across the company. So at least half of the group has more than a dozen years with us. And my management team pretty much on average has about 20 years. So that means I'm surrounded by people that I've been working with for a very long time. So when we look back and we think about the memorable moments of the studio, we could go back to Rainbow Six and say, how do you know when you have something that is good? In a way that you can feel comfortable that you just publish something that has meaning. And when you do your final master and everyone to celebrate is playing the game together, as opposed to just leaving and going to sleep, because after that amount of work, you know, it's everyone can feel the challenge and the burden. But we celebrated Rainbow Six by playing Rainbow Six, and that meant a lot to us. And if you flash forward 20 years, and you can say, well, things are different. We're in a much larger group and making super huge games now by comparison. And the feeling can be the same, is that you're really happy about what you're able to produce and publish and contribute to. So me personally, I'm not in the trenches with the guys, but supporting the team members and making sure that they have a good roof over their heads and that they're taken care of, then that's my way to contribute to them. And while we might not be producing the entire game with a small team, now that we're working on the super huge games with multiple studios collaborating together, we can say that we're still proud of and enjoying the products that we create
speaking of relationships, in 2006 at E3, you led an amazing roundtable discussion around the gaming industry and emerging technologies. Do you recall that discussion? And can you elaborate a little bit for our audience?
Well, first I can say, no, I don't exactly remember the discussion. I've had the joy of being on quite a few panels and going through the history of games as a total. I'd say that I've spent more time talking to students than I have at shows. I had a long time assisting with the GDC advisory board and supporting some of their art functions. And yes, had the pleasure to go to CES and E3 and talk a lot about technology and about games and the evolution. My career itself started with VR even before getting into the work before SSN and before forming into Red Storm. And that loop has continued all the way back around so that some of the last products we released independently or the smaller collaborations with other Ubi studios involved doing VR. So over that amount of time, you can pluck out any one moment and I can say, no, I that one. But the sentiment is the same, is that you can go to those points in time and say, where were we? What were we developing? And so coming out of doing the Ghost Recon style games and starting to move towards the bigger collaborations, because that's, you know, moving from independent studio development into large scale collaboration. During those time periods, that's when we started to do the bigger work and having to use the strength of Ubisoft so that we could move from the single studio development to the 2, 3, 4 studios collaborating at once to create these titles that now have hundreds and hundreds of people working on them. But that's the only way these style games can be made. We had to make some hard choices early on, even just after the initial acquisition, because we had Ghost coming out, but we couldn't afford the manpower to, we did not have the manpower to do both a Rainbow game and a Ghost game at the same time. So you can see that we've had to make those choices over the years that we can only, as a small studio, invest people in one or two directions. So over the years, we've had some of those challenges. And luckily, the technology and the support that we received from Ubisoft has supported us to make those bigger games.
Right. In that roundtable, it was more about like making sure that the youth in the industry had the right training so that when they were able, so that 5-10 years down the line, they would become much better. They would have better training. They would have better understanding.
Yeah. So when we're dealing with talking about the next generation of game development, I think that it is important to remember that we have the ability to share. We don't have to be siloed in our studios, that we can collaborate with schools. We've had some growing collaborations over the past few years that I think are really giving us the talent that we need. And so there's a lot of heritage or just a sense of built-in history to games that has to be handed down person to person. So the shows give us an opportunity to share, but also the programs that we set up when schools have a chance to give us the points to share. So I think in general, it's just part of any small industry as it becomes formalized and moves into the school space. They get a little bit better and a little bit better, but it's really moving so quickly that you have to have insider information to really pull off the games that we're producing now. The team members in general have to keep up with their skill sets as a point of passion. They can't just be told you need to learn new things. It's really the DNA that we look for in the type of person that we're going to hire, is that they're keeping up with the new trends, because the type of games that we want to do really need to be the cutting and bleeding edge. It's the way that we feel like we're adding to the industry and making games that, again, are as much fun for us to play as to make.
I know on the official website of Red Storm, it says, our mission to adapt and grow in order to reach new audiences. So what games do you think helped achieve this goal?
Well, I think that adapting to our ways of business has been an incremental growth over the years. If we look at the work that we were able to do for Ghost Recon, we were independent and just transitioning into the Ubisoft ownership, and we were able to produce that product. But we had to adapt that we had, we'll just call them several children. We had Rainbow and we had Ghost. And the only way that we could make sure that Rainbow had life to it was we had to share it with the other UB studios. We had to allow something to, you know, go free so that other people could work on it because we just couldn't. So instead of killing the brand, we made it stronger by collaborating with other studios and giving them a little bit of primer education on what it's like to be working on a Rainbow game and then watching from the sidelines as they cultivated over the years. And obviously Rainbow is thriving now, and that's something that I think we can all be proud of. Even if we haven't actively worked on the latest version, we can play it as gamers and we can enjoy it, and we can also flash back to the years before and remember what we were able to do for it. So incrementally over the years, the larger scale games, most of the learning curve is how to work with super huge teams. So that is a sense of maturity and patience that we'd like to think that we bring to the table, that we have talented team members across the globe. So how do you get those talented members to respect each other and to work together and to collaborate? And that's a human challenge. So you have to be willing to work together. So there's those types of endeavors that become part of day-to-day business. And then there's just keeping up with the tremendous growth in software. I think that it's easy for the average gamer to look at a first-generation game on a console and then flash forward to the most current launches and really see that nothing's changed in that hardware, but the games get better and better and better. And that's because the talented people working on this gain more and more experience, and they're able to pull more from that stable hardware. So I think you can see what we're able to do, but you have to take a moment and really look at it and compare those games across the time or life of a console.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
Take a short break here on Gamer Tag Radio. Listeners, podcasts are a great source of information and entertainment. And if you are like me, you can't always remember when you heard something. Do you remember having a conversation or listening to our podcast a couple years ago and you were like, man, it actually happened, right? But you don't remember which episode it was, right? But I have something to share with you right now, something really, really cool that I've been enjoying it. Recently, I've been using the NoCast app by XIQ, which is available right now for both iOS and Android. NoCast is a game changer for podcast lovers. It's a game changer, big time. You can use it to subscribe and listen to your favorite podcasts like Gamertag Radio, but you can also use it to save portion of the podcast whenever you want and even automatically generates a transcript for you. All you do is tap the No button on the play screen or pause the podcast and say, save that. The NoCast app will save the last 30 seconds of what you heard so you can go back and listen later. And it will also store a transcript as a digital note. And there's also an option to have it email it to you. For example, a couple years ago, I mentioned this, that an Xbox all digital console is coming out. I don't remember which episode it was, right? But if you had the NoCast app, you could go back, save that portion of the podcast and be like, hey, Danny, it was on this episode. Make it easier, not only for you, but make it easier for me because I don't remember. Whether it's a great conversation, debate, joke, tip, Nolcast will help you retain the information like never before. And it's an absolute must-have podcast app, the perfect cure for in one ear and out the other. You can download Nolcast for iOS and Android right now by going to nolcast.app. And we've got a special offer for our listeners. If you really want to try this cool feature on that, try it free for 60 days. No credit card required. Just enter our promo code GTR when completely signed up. Again, listen to this, GTR listeners. Go right now, nolcast.app. That's nolcast.app. And use our code GTR to try it free for 60 days.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
I think, and I'm speaking personally here when I say this, when I think of Red Storm and I just think of all the IPs that you've been responsible for creating and cultivating over the years, you've given me so many hours of entertainment. I can flash back to the original Xbox playing that Ghost Recon for the first time on this new Xbox Live thing. Is it even going to work? I remember playing Rainbow Six at that time and just the hours of just fun and entertainment and not, and I'm hearing you talk now just about cultivating the team and getting so many people together that are passionate to make these games. And then studio itself evolving over the years and collaborating with other studios to keep these franchises alive and look where they are today. But you've already answered this question in a way, but we're going to ask this to everyone. So I'm going to say it again. Tom, when I think of Tom Clancy, what makes a game a Tom Clancy game?
Well, a Tom Clancy game, like any good genre of literature, has some key fundamental building blocks or pillars. So I think that a Tom Clancy game has to have a heroic core. I think it has to have a journey in it where someone is, even if they're a skilled professional or a trained military character, or if they're an everyman, then they have the ability to be thrust into the moment of danger. They have the ability to grow and conquer or save the day, whatever that might be in the moment of that game, that this heroic journey has to be there. At the same time, it has to be a threat that can be respected by the gamer. It has to be a level of realistic or authentic, and then combined with some lethality that makes it a journey worth taking. It's not a run and gun environment. And I think that that's where we started with Rainbow Six, is that at that point in time, there was a lot of games that had the run and gun. They had the activity, the physicality of gameplay, that was embodied in the way the characters move and ran and kind of fought. And we wanted to flip that coin. We wanted to say, what's on the other side? And that meant slowing that game down. It meant increasing the lethality in the game to the point where your bullets mattered. But at the same time, we were bringing in multiplayer. And we were saying, now your team matters. You don't want to go and accidentally kill your friend.
Exactly.
So whether he's a character in the game or a human, you know, the multiplayer style game, that these opportunities now said, if we take these and make these changes in the game, what is it going to do to the way people play? And so we slowed down gaming in a way that made it authentic and in some ways scary. You had to be cautious to play these games well. You had to use planning and tactics to really maximize the tools you were given in the early Rainbow games. So you could do your orders, you could plan your routes, you could play with the NPCs, or you could play with other people, and you could really introduce tactical style gaming into the shooter market. And I think that somewhere in there was the magic formula for us, and the start of the magic formula for what is a Clancy playable entertainment format.
Oh, thank you for that answer. That sums it up perfectly. And like I said, just speaking for myself, when I think of, I want to go play a realistic shooter, I'm thinking of a Tom Clancy game. And I think of Red Storm, and I just, again, think of all the entertainment that you've brought us over the years. So, Steve, this has been an amazing conversation. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to sit down with us and talk about a little bit of the history of Red Storm and just your philosophy with gaming. This has been a treat.
Oh, thank you very much.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, GTR listeners, thank you so much for listening to our exclusive podcast interview with Steve Reed. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know if you enjoyed it. We've been working on this for a while now, and I can't wait to release more content that we recorded at Red Storm. We have some good ones, really, really big interviews coming up, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do new things. We're trying to release new content for our listeners, and and not only that, there's also a video version if you like to watch. Go to Paris YouTube channel and subscribe not only to Paris YouTube channel, but I have my personal one, and also Pete, you could do that. And we're going to be uploading exclusive content if you're a huge fan of YouTube, and check it out from there. This Thursday, we have another podcast exclusive here on Gamertag Radio. You're not going to find it anywhere else, only here on GTR. So stay tuned, and thank you for listening. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.